This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, you once did an 8-week series on raising children who hope in God, and evidently you believe our children's spiritual education is a very important subject for parents to think deeply about.
It's huge for parents to think about because the Bible clearly commands us to bring up our children in the nurture and instruction of the Lord, and that is a parent's primary responsibility, and therefore what becomes of our children should weigh on us as heavy as anything weighs on us. So yes, it's worth all the time we can give to it, I think.
We live in the era of the expert, where the division of labor leads us to seek out others to do almost everything for us. Can we, as parents, pass this responsibility off on the pastor or the Sunday school teacher?
No. The pastor and the Sunday school teacher come in alongside as supplementary partners to reinforce and to bless what's happening at home, hopefully. That's the ideal. We realize that there are homes in which children don't get what they need. They do show up at church for one reason or another, and the church and the Sunday school or the Wednesday night program become the meat and potatoes of their spiritual life. That's not the way it should be. So when we think about the way a church should aim to be, it's to so instruct moms and dads to model for their children and teach their children and pray with their children and instruct their children that they would become the primary means of imparting the spiritual inheritance. And then Sunday school and worship services and clubs and activities become supplementary reinforcements and blessings on that.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.